This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So Yitzchak tells Esav, do me a favor. V'yata sana kelecha, tal yecha v'kashtecha, v'tzidoli sayed. Please, sana kelecha. That's a very unusual expression. Sana kelecha. Doesn't sa mean to lift up, to carry? So Rashi says, no. Sana is lashon hashchaza. It's the lashon of sharpening. Like the Mishnah says, "Ein mashchizin es hasakin." You can't sharpen a knife on Yom Tov. Avo masia al gabi chavruta. You could lift it one on the other, but it's a type of sharpening. Says Rashi, what Yitzchak was telling Esav was, "Chadad sakincha, sharpen your knife ushchoit yafa and shecht well, kedei shloi tachileni nevela, so that you don't feed me nevela." So the question is like this: if the word sa means to sharpen, then why didn't Yitzchak say sharpen? Why didn't Yitzchak say hashcheizna? If that's what sa means hashcheiz, so he should have said hashcheiz. So the Bar Yosef, Rav Yosef Tzvi Salant, explains no, because for the same reason that Mishnah says ein mashchizin asasakin. What is that Mishnah talking about? That Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you can't sharpen exactly. In the typical way, the way one would normally sharpen a knife, but one has to use a little bit of a deviated way. One has to do it with a shinoi, and that is masia agave chavreta. So now we know, Rashi tells us that when Yitzchak asked to be brought shnei gedoye izim, it was because this was the first day of Pesach, and he was asking for the Pesach and the Chagiga. And therefore, since this is the first day of Yom Tov, he can't be mashchiz the knife proper. He can't do hashchaza like the Mishnah says, ein mashchizin. But what he could do is masia al gabe chaverta. And therefore, Yitzchak asks Esav, sana kelecha tal yecha v'kashtecha. That's why he uses dafka lashon of masiyin, a masia al gabe chaverta, a lashon of sa. Wishing everyone a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.